The tug Chickamauga is 99 years old and is thought to be the first diesel-powered tugboat on the West Coast. Bainbridge firefighters got a call that it was sinking and quickly deployed containment equipment. The 70-foot wooden tug disgorged some red-dyed diesel fuel and engine oil, though it's not clear how much. Washington Ecology Department spokesman Larry Altos estimates it could be about 200 gallons. He says quick action by first responders seems to have kept a lid on the problem.
Any release of oil is harmful to the environment. Even if we do a good job containing it and we do a good job cleaning it out, we take oil spills very seriously and we try to minimize them as quickly as possible when they occur.
Altos says vessels of this size typically carry about 2,000 gallons of fuel. A diver was trying to plug the leak just hours after the boat sank. The Coast Guard was unable to reach the owners of the Chickamauga, nicknamed the Sea Chicken. They tapped a contingency fund to hire a spill response contractor. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.